This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Remember the first cordless phone? It was as big as a brick and almost as heavy, too. Well, now thanks to smaller, faster silicon chips, we have smartphones not much bigger than credit cards, super light tablets that do the work of desktop computers, and all sorts of other fast and lightweight technology. Seems like at some point you just can't get any faster or smaller, right? Well, that's why the tech world is buzzing today with news that IBM might have found a way to substitute silicon with something called carbon nanotubes that would make chips smaller and even more powerful. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
Smaller, lighter, faster. That's just the beginning. Supratik Guha is the director of physical sciences at IBM.
You can also look at it as something becoming cheaper, which is an equally important part.
Guha says that the promise of carbon nanotubes is that they will make it affordable to make ordinary objects smarter.
You know, maybe you'd have some electronics and a food carton that would measure its freshness.
Or inside a medical device slipped into your body. And technology can't be too small when it's not the primary function of the object, like a sensor in your watch. Maggie Hendry is the professor of interaction design at the Art Center of College Design in Pasadena. She says size isn't the most important thing going forward. At some point, your smartphone can only get so small because
people's fingers are a certain size.
And the screen can only get so small before you can't see it. Hendry says the carbon nanotube is important for what it might make possible, like voice and gesture-activated computing.
So if I make a phone call using Siri and I'm not dialing it, I could use my wristwatch.
Hendry says once we start using other types of interactions, then the gadget itself can almost disappear. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.